You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with my good friend Andrew Morton. Andrew's a partner with Handler Thayer in their Chicago and Washington practices, but he's really all over the country helping athletes and stars and just normal people making the world a better place. Andrew, thanks for holding on. Welcome back.
You bet.
Now, you got another good story for us? Because I know everybody doesn't want to hear me talk. They want to hear you talk about some good stories and the good that people that you know are doing here in the world. Let's promote some good people.
Yeah, it's funny. As I hear you sort of making these Jets comments, kind of cracks me up. There's a couple of Florida guys who are formerly with the Jets that I've had the privilege of working with too. Brandon Marshall, who didn't go far and went cross town.
Brandon Marshall for sure. He played here.
Doing some great work in the mental health space. The Brandon Marshall Foundation, which he brands Project 375, is an organization that's trying to raise awareness about mental health and treatment and counseling.
I'd love to have him on the show to talk about that. We've got all kinds of mental health problems.
Absolutely. And then, another client that I've worked with for some time is, former Jets receiver, although certainly more known as a Steelers guy for kind of an important catch he made years ago, Santonio Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
Not many people know this, but Santonio is a sickle cell carrier, and his son has full-blown sickle cell. Mm. So Santonio has sort of taken it upon himself to be a leading advocate for sickle cell awareness and testing and treatment. And, it's sort of a disease that, candidly, until I was introduced to Santonio, it just kind of slipped off the radar a bit. I don't think people are really talking about it all that much these days. But
no, they did back in the day when I was in high school, they did. But I don't really hear about it any much at all. You're right.
No, and it's funny, timing wise, I literally this morning was at a client's board meeting for another organization that called Swim Across America that raises money for cancer research at Johns Hopkins by having these swimming events around the country, and this oncologist was in speaking and sort of briefing the board about some developments and not knowing that I had, I'd never met him before, and he had no idea I had any connection to sickle cell. Happened to mention that there are now bone marrow transplants that can more or less eliminate sickle cell, which is just remarkable. So it's
awesome.
Sort of the time is right to sort of make sure that people are getting tested. There are a lot of folks, obviously in the African American community who sort of have a lot of the symptoms but don't know what it is. It's really important that folks understand, what the markers are and what the symptoms are so that they can get the right treatment. And, as I learned literally just a few hours ago, it's pretty much become a curable disease, at least from what I just heard from this doc.
Johns Hopkins is they do miracles there. I tried to get Vivian up to Johns Hopkins, but here we go. We'll talk about insurance, but I'm purple. I don't talk blue or red. But Johns Hopkins, our insurance would cover any transplant to Johns Hopkins except a kidney transplant. So, I'm furious about that, but I love the guys at Johns Hopkins. They do great work. They're miracle workers there. Andrew, we've only got probably about two or three more minutes left, so why don't you give me one other good group that you work with, and then I'm really going to ask you to do some work. I'm going to ask you to send me some links so we can put them up on the website. So give me one more good person that you're working with.
Absolutely. So I have worked for several years with Coach Ditka for a nonprofit that he formed called Gridiron Greats. And Gridiron Greats is an organization that provides, dire needs grants to, sort of the old school football players, not the guys that are making millions, but the guys who, rode a Greyhound bus and slept four to a room at the Super 8 back in the day and find themselves in financial trouble. Provides dire needs grants, whether that's healthcare or housing or food or medical care, which in and of itself is amazing, but Coach just formed within the last 6 months or so, we actually announced right before Super Bowl a new organization called After the Impact Fund.
Wow, I sure get that.
To Google, and what After the Impact Fund, you know, is a very different mission. It's basically an organization that is providing treatment to both retired athletes and military veterans who are suffering from traumatic head injuries. So, you know, traumatic brain injury. It was news to me. You know, it's one of the cool things about my job is I kind of accidentally get to learn a little bit about a lot of issues. And, you know, one thing that never would have occurred to me is that, you know, military veterans have concussion problems if they're, you know, if they're close to explosions. You know, they can get the same kinds of head injuries that football players get by beating their helmets against each other. So, you know, what we've done is sort of pair up those two populations, and we found this incredible psychological benefit of putting retired athletes and veterans in the same program, where, you know, the veterans just love the idea of being around these retired athletes, and it sort of elevates their emotional you know, well-being, and the athletes, you know, obviously revere, you know, these military veterans who are the true heroes, it kind of has brought a lot of the psychological relief while they're doing the medical treatment to have these guys being able to interact and communicate. So, you know, we now have them physically located in the same space while they're getting the same treatment for, you know, very different causes of the same disorders. And, you know, we, like I said, it's very recently announced and we're just starting to ramp it up. And, you know, again, if folks have a moment to jump on Google, it's called After the Impact Fund. Really, really neat concept that, you know, certainly folks a lot smarter than me, you know, figured out was an effective way to treat these conditions.
Well, listen, Andrew, I really appreciate you coming and bringing these great philanthropies and these, I'll have to say, great philanthropists to our attention. You know, we'll talk in the next couple of days. Send me some of those links, or all of those links, actually, so we can put them up on the website and promote them. And then we'll always give a place for them to create content with us, because those are some great people, some great causes. I want to thank you so much for helping the world be a better place, Andrew. I know you don't hear that a lot, but I want to say thank you so much. Andrew Morton, Handler Thayer, thank you for joining us today on the show. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Anytime.
All right. Take care. Wanda, rock it.